It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. Some things don't change. She joins us weekly. Some things don't change. She's over there, probably still in Switzerland. But maybe she'll surprise us. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yeah, very well, thank you. I hope you are well as well. Well, yeah, it's not really possible to travel very far these days. And inside of Switzerland, yes, why not? But going abroad can become quite complicated because of all the quarantine restrictions in place depending on the regions. But this is a topic for later, as I was to speak today about the last referendums that we had on the weekend in Switzerland. I thought it's something interesting because it's a direct democracy, which is always something that is valuable, especially these days, and also because the topics were, I think, kind of interesting. The first one was extremely important, actually, for Switzerland because it was about the free movement in Europe. So one party in Switzerland is constantly fighting against the free movement and the fact that we can go in any European country and work very easily there, and anybody from the European country has also more possibility, and it's definitely very easy for them to work in Switzerland as well. So there is this kind of exchange. Plus, there is the Schengen Agreement, as we all know, which means that Switzerland is part of this agreement, and that means that we can travel freely in Europe without visa, without anything, the same way that European can travel among European countries and union, being part of the union, we can do the same because of the Schengen Agreement. So this free movement for people was an extremely important one. And the referendum was meant to restrict this movement, and it has been refused by 61.7%, almost 62%. So it is a very clear success for Switzerland, showing that they don't want, we don't want here to be isolated, and that there is this strong will to keep all these agreements that we have with Europe, because all of the agreements that we have between Switzerland and the European Union are very dependent on the free movement. That is something that Europe has always made very clear. If we should one day decide to not have that free movement, that would possibly also cancel a lot of other agreements that are extremely important for the well-being of Switzerland. Also, it was really important to see that it was not a tight success. It was over 60%. So it's definitely a very clear decision on this referendum. The other topic was also extremely interesting, in my opinion, and it's it was about fathers' paid leave after the birth of a child. So we all know that the mothers can have this paid leave. We actually talked about this previously, Jill, but until now that was not meant for fathers. So the referendum was about having 2 weeks of paid leaves for future fathers, with 80% of the salary being paid. That has been accepted by also 60.3%, so a clear success as well for all the future fathers of the country. And as a matter of fact, some more progressive companies have already talked about even putting some weeks on top of those 2 weeks. So this is a trend that is extremely interesting because it shows that there are changes in the way we see our society, in the way how we see the future of our younger families, that there is the willingness and the desire of doing things a little bit differently from older generation. And for men to have a more active part in after the birth of a child, that was something that was definitely missing for many young men. Another really fact is that I often heard from people in older generation saying, oh, you know, fathers, I didn't really enjoy the birth of my child because, you know, I had to work and I didn't have time and I didn't have the money. And so basically sometimes what ends up happening is that if a man has a second marriage, very often the second set of children has the privilege to have a father that is more present because of a different time in life. So this now this is solved by saying you get 2 weeks, you get those 2 weeks paid. So if you want to take them and if you want to be closer to the mother and the child, then it's possible. So 60% was also a very good record. Then two other referendums also took place, which are maybe less philosophical or societal, let's put it this way. It was about changing hunting laws because there is in Switzerland a problem with having in certain regions too many wolves, and they are protected under law. And this referendum was about taking away from that protection so that one would have the possibility to hunt them more. But that has been refused by 51.9%, so 52%. It's very tight. It's really very, very tight, but that's, you know, that's democracy. And another tight referendum on Sunday was about buying military new jets for many billions, I believe 6 billions. And that has been accepted by literally 50.1%. Definitely a very, very tight victory. Which brings me also to the point that after those results, I heard from many people that eventually in the future, it would be necessary because the society is always split 50-50 in many cases, to change a little bit the rules of these referendums and say, in saying that when it's really too tight, when it's just about a few more voices, maybe it would be wise to say that it has to be repeated, give I don't know, 8 weeks to campaign again and to convince the one or the other, and then have a result that is a little bit more telling as a 50% point one, which is really extremely tight. But that is how it works right now. And let's not forget that in 1992, when we voted in Switzerland about joining the European area, it was refused by 50.3%. So this is definitely very tight, and no matter what, one has to accept the result. I believe that, for example, the Brexit in England was following a similar path, which is why the country is so split right now. So that was about the referendums in Switzerland. The most exciting one, I think, was definitely about the father's paid leave. And the most significant one was definitely the one about free movement in the European area. Now, shortly, a little update on COVID-19. We do not have any complete lockdowns in Europe at the moment, but one has to say that all the numbers are going up, and that many countries, if not all, are taking some very strong decisions in restricting a lot of the freedom that was granted again during the summer. And notably, one can also say that Sweden is basically going back on this idea of herd immunity, and will also take some more measures. While the numbers are not dramatic yet, Sweden was saying that it is going in the wrong direction. Which is the case again in most of Europe. So no complete and total lockdown, but a lot of restrictions seem to be waiting for this fall and probably a big part of the winter as well.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.